8:30 a.m. KSDP. I'm Kel Southerington, and this is Meet the People on Halloween, October 31, 2008. My guest this morning is McHugh Pierre. He is a spokesman for the Republican Party in Alaska. Good morning, McHugh, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, I wanted to have you on to ask you questions about Senator Ted Stevens, his chances for re-election, and why the Republican Party is still advocating for his re-election. So I guess I begin with by asking, is the Republican Party still pushing for Senator Ted Stevens to be re-elected on Election Day?
Yes, the Alaska Republican Party is urging its members and all conservative voters in Alaska to vote for Ted Stevens, and I'll give you some reasons why. Most importantly, it's about election law. You see, there's no way for a name to be changed right now, and there's no way for a special election to occur. See, we have to operate within the bounds of the election law, and the only way for Alaskan voters to support a conservative Republican candidate is to vote for Ted Stevens. If you don't, get Mark Begich. Mark Begich is a liberal Democrat. He's going to go into the Senate for 6 years, and we won't have an opportunity, we won't have a choice, no matter what happens in the future, to vote for someone else, because we'll be stuck with Mark Begich for 6 years. And the key part of that is that the Democrats are pushing very, very strongly for a supermajority in the Senate. That's a majority of 60 members that can overrule a filibuster. And the reason why that impacts Alaska so much is that we rely on a lot of things. You know that in Sandpoint. We rely on fishing. We rely on oil and natural gas development. We rely on developing our natural resources, mining, timber, whatever it may be. Well, the Democrat National Party has been against all of those issues. They've been against Alaskan development, and they have been openly for the last 30 years, ever since the Carter administration. And that was the last time that the Senate had a 60-member majority that was Democrat. The Republicans have never had a 60-member majority, a supermajority. Mm. So if Alaska issues want to be heard and want to be felt, we have to make sure we have a Republican in that seat. And Senator Stevens says he's innocent. I believe he's innocent. I believe he got a raw deal. I believe it was not a fair trial. But that set aside, if something happens in the future and he has to step down, Alaska's only choice to have that option or those different scenarios play out is to vote for Ted Stevens on Tuesday.
So you're advocating for the re-election of Senator Ted Stevens because you want to have a special election, assuming that either Stevens will resign after being re-elected or the Senate will expel him after his appeals have been fully heard. Is that your position?
Well, I'm not selecting any one of those positions. I'm saying we need to have Senator Stevens in there because there's a lot of unknown questions. You know, he has not had a chance to appeal this yet. He's not had a chance to be found innocent or actually sentenced. So we need to let that process play out. But then the Senate also could vote to say, no, you can't sit in this seat. That's another option out there. And then Senator Stevens could say, hey, you know what? I want to spend some time with my grandkids. I love them so much. I love my family. I miss them a lot, and I'd love to see them. And he could step down. We don't know what's going to happen. But the real thing here is that if Alaskans want a choice, then that's what they have to go for.
Now, why is Governor Sarah Palin calling on Senator Stevens to resign? If he were to do that and forego the Senate race, his name would still be on the ballot, and Republicans would basically give up the right to this Senate seat that they've held for almost 40 years. It seems to be something that is not in the interests of so many Republicans in the Republican Party at large. So why is Sarah Palin, governor of Alaska, calling on U.S. Senator Ted Stevens to resign and give up in this election?
Well, you know, that is a really good question. I think a lot of Alaskans misunderstand that. And I'd like to say for folks that are Ted Stevens supporters that are upset that Governor Palin did that, please don't be upset at her. She's put in a difficult position here. And let's talk about that position, because Senator John McCain, who is the top of that presidential ticket for us that I encourage every Alaskan to go and vote for, he also called for Senator Stevens to step down. And you have to look at Governor Palin's history here as well. She is a reformer. She has taken on a lot of different issues. But right now she's running as vice presidential candidate. And for her, she has a different audience than just Alaska. And I know deep in my heart, and I know that Senator McCain and Governor Palin understand that we have to have a Republican in this seat, and Ted Stevens has to be reelected in order to achieve that. Now, they can't say that to voters in America. How do you take that stance to the voters of America? It just doesn't work out. It's not something that can happen. But in Alaska, where the election matters and where we're voting for our representation in the Senate, it's something we can talk about. But when you have a broader audience, such as the entire nation, it's a lot of folks just don't understand and react on the principle of the situation right in front of us without looking at the principle of the future, of the good for our entire state and our country. So, I encourage people to see the forest through the trees, to look past this initial step, because a lot of folks are saying, geez, how do I vote for this guy? I'm telling you what, it's the right thing to do. If you vote for him now, you get what's best in the future. And some people might think it's tough, but I'll tell you what, it's something we need to dig deep. We need to find ourselves to do it and make sure we have the adequate, proper representation and not have that Democrat supermajority that will stop our issues for at least the next 4 to 6 years.
If Senator Stevens is reelected, the chances are that he will be allowed to serve out his term because he will not have 67 votes in the U.S. Senate that will vote to expel Senator Stevens. So a vote for Stevens is probably a vote for him to be there for the next 6 years unless he resigns. It requires a two-thirds majority of the Senate to expel a member, and it's unlikely that Stevens would be expelled. Is that logic that seems reasonable to you?
Yeah, it is, because once again, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if that vote will take place. We don't know if he will win his appeal. We don't know a lot of things, but if we want to find out what's going to happen in the future, and if we want to make sure we have a conservative Republican who represents the majority of our views and beliefs and can stop the views and beliefs of the liberals, the Democrats from New York City, from San Francisco, stop the people like Harry Reid, stop the Nancy Pelosi's, stop the Maria Cantwell's. If you can't forget, just 3 short years ago, Anwar passed the House. Anwar was close to passing the Senate. The Republicans had the vote. President George Bush was going to sign off on that. Maria Cantwell, a Democrat from Seattle, shut it down. She stopped it. She stole the votes. She made it happen to where we could not pass Anwar. Maria Cantwell gave money to Mark Begich. Mm. She held a fundraiser for him on Mercer Island and raised money for him. She personally donated money to him. How can we allow someone like that, who actively fights, who leads the charge against the issues that Alaskans hold most dear? Our gun rights are so important to us. We need guns to hunt. We need guns to protect ourselves in the woods. People in Lower 48, they just don't get it, and they want to repeal those gun rights. How can we allow those folks to make decisions for us? We have to have a conservative Republican in there, and we have to allow this process to play out. And that's a vote for Senator Ted Stevens on November 4th.
Okay, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Meet the People on 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, also heard in King Cove. I'm talking with McHugh Pierre of the Alaska Republican Party. I'm going to be back in just a minute after this advertisement. Stick with us right here on 830 AM KSDP for more with McHugh Pierre of the Alaska Republican Party. More in a couple minutes.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Tel Alaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network. From office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Tel Alaska, of course you can.
Wastak Electronics in Sandpoint offers value on electronics and marine equipment. Located in the Peter Pan Complex on the Spit, Wastak offers a wide variety of merchandise, from movies to video games to computer monitors. Your value center in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Is your TV ready for digital? I'm Commissioner Robert McDowell of the Federal Communications Commission. By February 17th, TV stations will stop broadcasting in analog and broadcast in digital only. Your TV needs to be ready so you can keep watching. If you have an analog TV with rabbit ears or a rooftop antenna, you need to act. Visit dtv.gov to find out what you need to do. Don't delay or...
Is your TV ready for digital? Visit dtv.gov or dial 1-888-CALL-FCC. This message brought to you by the FCC.
Welcome back to Meet the People, 8:30 a.m. This is the edition for October 31, 2008. I'm Kels Hetherington. My guest this morning is McHugh Pierre of the Alaska Republican Party. We're talking about why you should vote to reelect Senator Ted Stevens, even though he has been convicted of seven felonies. Who, if Senator Ted Stevens is reelected and resigns or is expelled by the U.S. Senate upon reelection, is the most likely Republican to run for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Alaska in a redo election, Pierre?
You know, we honestly don't have that answer. I don't have the answer. We haven't even started discussing that yet. Some of the ideas that different people are bringing forward is that, you know, we would have, because a special election would take 60 to 90 days. So from the point of someone stepping down, there's a difference as whether, you know, the governor would appoint somebody or, you know, someone would, you know, would the seat would be vacant until someone is elected. But obviously some of the top names there is what happens if, Senator McCain and Governor Palin don't win the presidency, then, you know, Governor Palin is certainly, you know, on the short list. She would have to be. There's other names like that, prominent Alaskans who are interested, who have been in politics before, that have expressed their interest in this. I don't know who would finally throw their name in the ring. There's some ideas that, geez, maybe there'd be four or five different candidates, and we would have a straw poll. Republicans would have a straw poll to determine who would represent the party in a special election, then, you know, kind of a primary situation. We still haven't worked out those issues, and there's a lot of good ideas on the table still, and we need to see what happens on Tuesday, November 4th. And if you vote for Senator Ted Stevens, you know, then you get to experience this and know what will happen in the future.
Sarah Palin has... Well, if she loses the vice presidential position in the race with John McCain for president, it would be just another race for Sarah Palin. Do Alaskans have the stomach for Sarah Palin to run for yet another job? She is still a first-term governor of Alaska. Do you think that it might be better to put forward a Republican who has not just finished and lost an election, if that is what happens on Election Day to Sarah Palin?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I don't have the firm answer to that. What I can say, though, is that, you know, Governor Palin has done a remarkable job for the state of Alaska, especially in this campaign. She has brought Alaska issues, Alaska ideas to the forefront of national politics. I'd argue that this campaign has done more to help Alaska achieve that national recognition and the ideas of what Alaska can bring to the table as far as natural resources are concerned. She's done more than the last two or three governors combined as far as that is concerned. So she's done a remarkable job, and I believe that Alaskans should be extremely proud of her. She's withstood an amazing amount of scrutiny and just, I don't know, the name-calling and the negative attention that the media has put on her. It just seems unfair. Sexist is a word that comes to mind. And for her to endure that and for her to lead the charge and make sure that Alaskan issues are on the map and that conservative family values are one of the top discussions in the race for the presidency, we should be very proud of her. And win or lose, we should not be disappointed that she made this choice, because it's done great things for Alaska.
Still, she's a first-term governor, and would it serve her interests to be in the Senate? Would those interests be just as well served by completing this term as Alaska governor and running for re-election and then preparing herself for 2012 to maybe be the Republican nominee for president, if she should be so unfortunate with John McCain as to lose on Election Day this coming Tuesday? Would she be just as well served by being governor as she would by being U.S. Senator from Alaska?
You know, I'm not quite sure. There's a couple different ways to look at it, because her executive experience is crucial. It's key. She brings to this presidential ticket that no other candidate, presidential or vice presidential candidate, does, and that is her executive experience. You know, she's been a mayor. She understands what people in small communities are looking for and what they need. She's a governor, so she understands how to manage such a large bureaucracy that's very tough to wade through and navigate and actually achieve success. And she's done that. Whether people agree with all the policies or disagree with all the policies, she has accomplished very monumental tasks in her first 2 years as governor that is no short feat, no small feat. So to say that she would be better served to stay as governor is great speculation. I'm not sure if one person could say it's better to remain governor than to go in the Senate. Obviously, it's important that the Republicans have a very strong candidate if a special election were to take place. And who would be a stronger candidate? I'm not sure. And obviously, people have to throw their hat in the ring. No one's talked to her about doing this, and certainly, you know, not everybody who's interested has come forward to say, I'm interested in doing this if the senator, for some reason, has to step down. Yeah. But once again, you know, we need to let the legal process play out. I believe Senator Stevens is innocent. The only thing he's guilty of is trusting a person that was not a good person and not their friend. You know, I got to say something really important to your listeners, because as Alaskans, you know, we understand how much we sacrifice and how much we do for our neighbors and for our community to make our town and a better place. But, you know, Bill Allen, when he was approached by the FBI, they didn't prosecute the company Vico. They leveled charges against him and against his two partners. Well, that allowed him to sell the company of Vico and make somewhere between $200 and $300 million. He bought a private jet, and he has not had to surrender his passport. And he's been flying on his private jet, Bill Allen has, to his different houses in Colorado and in California. And he's been living the life of luxury, all after bribing, convicting and admitting that he bribed state legislators in Juneau. So to see him go on the stand and throw Senator Ted Stevens under the bus when Senator Ted Stevens did nothing wrong is something that's very despicable. And I think Alaskans should just have a great sick feeling in their stomach knowing that this person has cut a deal with the feds that allowed him to become a very rich man and allowed his family to be rich and not have to work ever again in their life.
Sure, I agree entirely with that position, McHugh, that you know, Bill Allen is one of the worst Americans and has been of great disservice to the Republican Party. But I go back to the question, do we always want to have a governor who is vying for the next best position that she might achieve and not focusing on the important business of the state of Alaska? I think Governor Palin needs to concentrate on the business of running the state of Alaska and might better position herself for a run for the Oval Office in 2012 if she were to start a second term in the Alaska governor's office. And she would not be a freshman senator, but a second-term governor in Alaska. And that would be a time when she could really start to accomplish stuff and show that, look, she is qualified, because that has been a consistent criticism of Governor Palin. Not qualified. And I think the same would be charged against her if she were to make a bid for the U.S. Senate. Not qualified. And so how would she overcome that objection?
You know, once again, we talked about the level of qualification here and what is truth and reality. The reality is that she's more qualified than any other candidate on the ticket because of her executive experience. Now, I don't believe that she is constantly looking for the next best thing, because I believe she has the best thing. What she's looking to do is and now I'm completely speculating because I haven't had this discussion with her, but what she's looking to do is serve Alaska in the best way possible. And if Alaska come to her and say, you know what, we want you to do this, or Senator McCain and said, I want you to be my vice presidential nominee and I want you to work with me in the White House, how much better for Alaska can she do than be in the White House? I mean, that is something that Alaska's never experienced before. We came close with Governor Hickel when he was the Interior Secretary, but by all means, that is not being the vice president. That is not being in the White House, doing work every day, leading Alaskan issues for the country. She has done an amazing amount of work and due diligence to make sure that Alaskan issues remain on the forefront, not for her, but for the people of Alaska, to make sure that we're more prosperous, to make sure we can contribute to the rest of the country to our full capacity, to make sure we live out the dreams of our constitutional founders when they were celebrating our 50-year anniversary in January. They had a dream of moving away from this territorial rule where Alaska could make decisions for themselves and provide resources to the rest of the country and prosper in that hard work to help our nation. And we're very patriotic people, and I believe that she is doing what's best for Alaska first and foremost every day of the week.
Now, the polls that have been published of late are not very encouraging for Senator Ted Stevens' reelection chances. In fact, they show him to be, at best, 8 points behind Mayor Mark Begich of Anchorage. You're on the front line of politics in Alaska and certainly close to this election. What do you see as being, are these polls correct in their analysis of the current election and the feelings of the people of Alaska?
Well, let's look at the numbers, really, because you've got about 490,000 registered voters in the state. And on a great one, we've got about 60% of those voters that come out. So we're looking at about 300,000 voters. According to the Division of Elections, the Alaska Republican Party leads absentee by mail ballots by 10,000 votes. The Division of Election has responded to 10,000 more Alaskan Republicans than to any other party. And so right now we have, I mean, that's significant because Alaska, the Republican Party sends out absentee ballot applications to about 7,000 members and encourages them to vote early because, we have many different potential roadblocks on the way to the polling booth, whether it's weather or whether it's our personal travel or whether it's travel for business. So we've got a lead that is significant there. So when it comes down to absentee ballots being counted and you've got 40 to 50,000, that's 12% of the total vote. So if Republicans can win that 12% of the total vote, being down by 8% on Election Day is not an unreasonable number to overcome. That's something that it's possible, numerically, statistically, it's possible. So I don't believe that those polls are inaccurate, but I also believe that people are coming out to vote for Senator Ted Stevens for a many number of reasons. Many people still believe he's innocent, like I do. Many people want to see that the process plays out, allow him to have the chance to vindicate himself, allow him to appeal. And a lot of people just know that we cannot afford to have Democrat, liberal, Mark Begich in that seat participating with the potential supermajority in the Senate that would crush Alaskan issues. I had a friend of mine that usually votes Democrat, and he called me up Tuesday night and he said, McHugh, you know what, I got to tell you, I read your quote in the paper and you're right. I've contributed to Mark Begich monetarily, but you know what, I voted for Ted Stevens today because we need to make sure we have the choice in the future. And it's not right for Ted Stevens to step down right now because that hands the election to Mark Begich. We need to vote for Ted Stevens so we have those opportunities. Even if we don't believe he's innocent, we need to still vote for him because we have to have the opportunity to have that special election and let this process play out.
It sounds like you're doing great work for the Republican Party, McHugh. Thank you for coming on the program, and maybe we could have the good fortune of having you come back on the program again in the not-too-far-off future. Would you be willing to do that?
I'd enjoy it. Maybe after the election we can talk about the results and how things played out.
I'd like to do that. All right. Thanks for being with me this morning.
I appreciate the time with you, and thank you to all your listeners for taking this half hour with us.
All right. Thanks. That is McHugh Pierre of the Alaska Republican Party. He is one of their many spokespeople, and he's doing, as you can hear, a very good job for Republicans in Alaska. We're talking about the re-election chances of Senator Ted Stevens and why the Republican Party in Alaska is still pushing for his re-election. I'm Kels Hetherington, and this has been Meet the People on October 31, 2008. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday.